Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. For this May 25th, 2023, 8:04 on the clock, got your host James here. I'm joined by Melissa and Seth, and we are joined right now by our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Going well, yeah. Yeah, looking forward to a nice holiday weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is looking nice weather-wise, too, isn't it, Paul?
It is, yes. Yeah, definitely is going to be a sun-splashed weekend and some warming temperatures also playing out here through the holiday itself, even looking in good shape. And looks like temperatures will be on the upward trend into some 80s as well, especially as we get into next week, even well into the 80s by midweek. And not anything of any shower storm mentions in our forecast till maybe just Wednesday, Thursday, maybe a few storms by that point in time. So definitely plenty of warm and dry days ahead to take in when you can here. As we do stay with highs today up at near 70 with the sunshine, as winds out of the east will stay at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. And then we're still looking at about 37 tonight, so still a cooler night with light east winds. And then mid-70s Friday, more sunshine, southeast winds 5 to 10. Mid-40s Friday night, upper 70s on Saturday. Still sunny and dry right through Sunday, right around 80 on Sunday, 83, partly to mostly sunny Monday. As winds will stay kind of southeasterly most of the weekend, around 10 to 15. And then mid-80s Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday, and probably more of that Thursday. I mean, a few storms could pop up later half of next week. But yeah, not too often we can bank on such a beautiful pattern to continue right through the holiday, end of the holiday weekend coming up here for us.
All right, Paul, yeah. We're friends. You can tell us, what's the catch? What's the catch?
Yes, right.
What's going to happen? What's coming up?
Yeah, no catch yet.
Okay.
Not yet, but, well, that could be something, we speak of down the road.
We'll figure it out together.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow. You have a great day.
Hey, you bet. You guys, too.
Oh, best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Paul is so great. He puts up with so much. He's so great.
Oh, man.
We got fun stuff lined up for you this hour. In a little bit, we'll have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After that, we're going to get into the best summer soundtrack songs.
All right.
The best summer soundtrack songs. So songs
summer soundtracks.
From soundtracks and everything.
Ah,
yes. Got that coming up a little
I
bit.
I have a
later.
Vote for that.
Oh, good. I want your votes. I want Seth's, and I want the audiences.
Yes.
424-2600. There's no topic that we do that doesn't involve audience participation. We always
really, there's not. Yeah.
I encourage you with certain topics more than others, but there's nothing that we're talking about you can't chime in on, everybody. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to do that. 424-2600.
Put us in your speed dial.
Yeah.
That's right.
And keep that in mind with this next one. This is one of those lists where if you showed it to a teenager, they think you were just making stuff up. Someone came up with 40 things you'd only remember from your youth if you're officially old now.
Officially old now. Okay.
And I want to start off right away by, I don't know, rebranding the word old.
Okay.
We've come a long way with woke and a lot of other things, and that's been great. It's made our society that much more inclusive, that much more diverse, and more diverse. And it has certainly made better for a lot of representation for a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. But I think age is one of those areas that we get away with a lot. It's still a gray area for some. You still hear jokes about age. Mm-hmm. You still see a lot of things that don't benefit very young people or very old people and those things. So,
yeah.
I really feel like the word old, it doesn't have the meaning it used to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the connotations and all the different things that it has attached to it.
Right.
I don't know. I embrace getting older.
Yeah.
I look forward to 90s or whatever and not being able to dribble a basketball or something like that? Well, nowadays I see 90-year-olds doing that. So,
it's true.
I mean, I'm not as worried. And it's never been better to get older than in this century.
And stay older, for that matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think with that, we keep having this thing where 40 is a new, 50 is a new 60, or blah, 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 and all these things. Right. And stuff. We keep changing that up, so just embrace it.
Yeah, exactly.
It is better than the alternative.
Yeah. That's always my mantra. Yes.
Yes, yes. So looking at this list, let's go ahead and go from 10 on up, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Number 10, and again, feel free to call up and join the conversation, 424-2600. If you weren't listening to the radio, you were listening to something from your CD holder, and it was probably attached to your car's sun visor.
Oh, no. The first one? Really? Yeah. Really? Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's rough. That's rough. No. That hits home. Anybody else didn't have a car radio that worked, so you had your boombox in the back? Or you had a CD player in the back? Oh, I did that one. Yeah, me and my buddy Eden. Yeah, up back and forth to point, man.
I did have, however, a portable CD player with a attachment of a that looked like a cassette tape that you put in the tape deck in the car, and you could play CDs over your stereo speakers in your car.
Mm-hmm. I had one of those too.
Till you got to a bumpy road.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
and then it was blah 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 blah.
Those early CD players, man, they left.
They had
a lot
no
to be
shock
desired.
Absorbers.
Yes,
not at all.
I don't know how they made it out of the factory line like that. You know, they test cars up and down so much.
Yeah, but if you walked past the CD player,
Oh, that was so frustrating.
Maybe that spoke more about my childhood home than the CD player, but
accidentally burning yourself with a car's cigarette lighter. Now the holes where they used to be are just for plugging in chargers and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I never used a cigarette lighter for anything, though. Mm.
I've got bad memories with those, so I'm moving on.
It's a bad, but that's such a weird thing if you think about it. We had things that actually made super hot coils in your car.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah,
you could distract yourself while driving to light a cigarette. Oh, man.
Yeah. Whew. If you wanted to watch a movie, you had to switch to channel 3. That was back before TVs had different input options. Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
Either 3 or 4, usually, is what 3 or 4 was.
Yeah.
I think we had to use 4 because channel 3 was one of our stations.
Local stations.
One of our local stations was channel 3, so we had to use 4.
Having a notebook where you kept track of all your friends' phone numbers.
Well, my mom had a book of numbers, but I just memorized numbers.
You know cards that you use for when you're giving a speech or whatever?
Yeah.
And your little...
index cards.
Index cards.
Yeah.
I used to use those.
I used to use those
to keep all of my phone numbers on. When I started in radio, I had to have like 3 of them. And I just kept them in like my wallet. And just so I always had them on me and everything. Yeah.
That's great.
Printing out your directions from MapQuest.
Yes. I remember that.
How about
you could never get it on one page. You always had like 3 pages to flip through.
And what a mess.
I know we this isn't the same thing, but how about just printing? Like we don't print as much as we used to.
No,
no,
not as much.
Really gone down on that. It's true.
When everyone's favorite treat was a push-up pop.
Oh, wow.
Push-up pops.
I remember those.
Yeah,
you just have to use the counter to get it started.
You were just being...
Because I could never push it up with my hand.
Because it was so frozen? Yeah.
Right.
I didn't like the feeling or the indent it left on your palm when you pushed up. I didn't like that feeling. Was it basically ice cream in a toilet paper roll?
Sherbet usually, but yes.
Sherbet, yeah.
It looked like a toilet paper roll, yep. Mm.
Cars that needed 2 different keys, one to unlock the door and a different key to start the engine.
Oh, I don't remember those.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
That must be a little bit before our time. We found something.
Hey!
That's a little before our time.
Right.
I had one that had a different key for the trunk.
Oh!
The one that opened the door would work in the ignition, but I had a different key for the trunk.
Interesting. Okay. To transport dead body. I mean, to transport, you know, those.
Yes.
What are you saying, Seth?
Get off the internet. I need the phone.
Jimmy,
get off the internet. I need it. Anytime, if you heard someone yelling that at you, you might be old.
You might be a little old. Yeah.
That's a good one.
It was the other way around for me. My mom telling me, "Missy, get off the phone. I need to use the computer."
That's funny. That's cute. I also remember picking up the phone.
Oh, that horrible sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I can only imagine what it sounds like if a computer could have a headache. Like that's that, just like it just felt like that.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm not going to share it with you.
And number one on this list is actually the one that I was going to bring up, was my go-to for this. It's one of my go-to ways of finding out if this is somebody who's going to know the music references I'm going to make.
Okay.
Using a pencil to rewind a cassette tape.
Ah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, that's one of the...
My fingers were little enough I could do it with my pinky.
Yeah, oh, see, yeah. I used to give the tape to my sister to do that. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jill, I didn't need a pencil, just have a sister. Yeah.
Jill, here. especially when it came like a certain... I don't remember this as much with tapes that I bought. It was more about mixtapes. Where I, like, for a good stretch there, when I would write a script or a play or a short story or something, I would have a soundtrack to it that I would make, and I'd make a mixtape to it and stuff. And I can remember playing those over and over and over like crazy, and when they would get eaten up, and the fear, the genuine panic and fear that would exist in you when that happened. Mm-hmm. Oh, please, 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 so slowly. Like, it didn't matter if you did it slow or fast, but you would take your time with it and everything. Yep.
Well, because if it had kinks and if it get pinched or bent, it just didn't then play as well.
Well, and people don't understand how much, like, there were so many songs, like, that was the only place I had them. And if you lost that song, well, good luck.
It's gone.
I mean, like, there was certain, like, Living Color had a cover of Burning the Midnight Lamp from Jimi Hendrix. It was only available on, like, this Biscuits EP that nobody could find. And when that got eaten up, I could still feel, like, the terror of that.
The pain.
Oh,
the pain.
Oh, it hurt so bad.
How about this? It's an adjacent to that. Having a recorder ready while you're listening to the radio.
Yes.
If that song came on, you had to record it. Get it right. Oh, God, there it is. There.
I make no bone. I wish to God I could remember the song, but I spent a summer day, at least half the day, by the radio because my dad wanted a certain song recorded, and I was going to get it for him. I'll never forget it. I got the song. I just wished I could remember what song it was. I do remember it was a song my mom didn't like. So I do remember that. I do remember
that's why you were doing it.
Yeah, yes. I would say Time and Temp. There's another one.
If you call up 269-2121.
Oh my gosh!
If you call, wow, that's great.
Wow,
your brain. That's a great brain you got there. Yeah, that was a good one. That was one. Or even calling movie phone or something like that. Or hey, what's playing today?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out what's at the movie theater today.
Yep.
And stuff.
Call
and
or when you pick up the phone, call your own number, wait for the beep, hang it back up, and then run.
Yes.
And wait, and then the phone rings. Heck at the phone, and then nobody's there.
I
the ultimate prank call
for guys or girls. I'll just say for me, I never did this, but I was the guy on the other end of the phone. Sometimes I was the one that had to make the calls. My buddy, hey, I want to know if this girl likes me. I'm going to listen in on your parents' phone, and you call her and you ask her, and you go ahead and find this out.
Oh man,
is that where I first learned to interview? Is that where
maybe
I first
it was? Interview? Yeah. You never knew it.
Do you like Chris? Please. And you can hear Chris in the background. You can hear him on the other phone. Did you ask her yet? God, some of the things I don't know how much they're missing out on as far as younger generations, but there are certain things that you built character with.
Built character.
Something like that. We will take a break on this one, but we of course keep the phone lines open. If you think of something and it's an hour from now, that's okay. Bring it up to us. We'll love to hear.
Mm-hmm. If you're under 30 and you know how to use a rotary dialed phone, please call us.
Yes, that would be awesome. Yes. From a rotary dialed phone,
it would be even better. Yes.
If you can find one,
that'd be great. Take a break for now. Come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah, thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you. Oh, you don't got to go. He's gone. Thank you, Mr. Brooks. We appreciate you. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the morning show here. Welcome back. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank them for sponsoring the segment. We appreciate them doing this Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Our listeners appreciate it.
Yes.
And a big thank you to all of you getting us these names to celebrate. Get us more. You can send your birthdays and anniversaries to james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, or just james@civicmedia.us.
Yep, you should be able to get that.
Saying
yep.
that, james@civicmedia.us.
Yep.
It's a lot easier than spelling Mailoff. Go ahead and send them there. You can direct message us on Facebook, just like our Facebook page, and direct message us that way. Get them to us, everybody. Mm-hmm. We want to celebrate with you. And if you are celebrating a birthday today, get on over to Misty's. Let them know it's your birthday. What will they receive, Seth?
Pie. Yes. Glorious, wonderful, not cake, pie. Nice. Sorry, Melissa was on. I had to poke the bear a little bit there.
Are you calling me a bear?
Just going to go ahead and let you two figure that out. And like any good older brother, I'm just going to ignore it.
Not paying attention. Sorry.
You can tell I've got experience
yes,
with it.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
I am not paying attention to what's going on with Nick and Jill. I am. We have two possible qualifiers today. I need a one or a two. Seth.
One.
All right, that gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into these celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Lois Rogney.
Ooh, happy birthday, Lois.
Happy birthday.
I love the name Lois.
Always
love
Lois.
The name. Yep. You too. It's a great name. Lois is a great name. Lois, we wish you a fantastic birthday. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Cindy Nielsen.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Enjoy your day, Cindy. We hope it is a great one for you, and congratulations, you're our qualifier today.
Very cool.
Congratulations. I have an honorable mention before you go on to the celebrity list. Yesterday was Aaron's birthday.
Oh.
My boyfriend. So.
Happy belated birthday, Aaron.
Yeah, we had a fun day, and I have to brag about the present I got him because it made him cry.
What'd you do?
Well, he's always wanted some really nice artistic maps for the hallway.
Nice.
So, and my friend Laura helped me find the most perfect one. She sent me a bunch of links, and I was able to pick it out because I messaged her at dinner one day. I'm like, what do I do? We forgot to talk about this when I was there. Help, help, help. And so I found a map. It's a road map of the United States that you can put. It's like destinations. It's a travel map. So it comes with push pins that you can put into all of the destinations that you've gone to throughout the United States. And it's got an embossed plaque on the top. That says Aaron and Melissa's adventures.
Aww.
And established in the date of the first trip we took together.
How sweet is that?
Awesome. That is really cool. That is a really, really
good
idea.
That's a
great
present, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron's
great
guy. So
he's very excited about it. He already is got a light on order to light it up in the hallway.
Nice.
You know, the hallway's dark. Nice. He wants, like, the...
Illuminated, too. Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Very happy to hear it. Nicely done, Melissa. Well
very
done.
Good,
and
very
a
good.
Very happy belated birthday to Aaron.
Yes.
He deserves. He's a good guy. Yeah. Have a great birthday. I hope you had a great birthday, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at our other celebrity birthdays. Allie Raceman is 29. Amazing two-time Olympic gymnast. She took 3 gold medals, 2 silvers, and a bronze from London and Rio de Janeiro games.
Yes.
Wow.
It's just an incredible.
Remarkable.
Yeah. Just incredible. Just remarkable. I'm really looking forward to America's representation in the Olympics when it comes to gymnastics going forward for the next couple of years here.
Yeah.
We got some greats. We got some, like, that could be all-time greats coming up and everything. USA. It's going to be fun. Joe King is 43, founder and lead guitar player for The Fray.
Oh, okay.
Of course, their biggest hit, How to Save a Life.
Yep.
Awesome. The wonderful Cillian Murphy is 47 today. A lot of people would know him as the Scarecrow in Batman Begins, or the guy who dreams get invaded in Inception, the bad guy in Red Eye, or the hero in 28 Days Later. He was good in all of those.
Mm-hmm.
I think his best performance may be right around the corner as J.D. Oppenheimer in Oppenheimer.
Ooh.
The trailers for that, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about them.
Yeah.
It looks so good. And, you know, you never know. It might not be that great. But even if it's a bad movie, I have no doubt his performance is going to be Oscar caliber.
Yeah, this might be his big breakout role, too,
yes.
to stardom. Yeah.
Yes. I cannot...
Did you mention Peaky Blinders?
No, I didn't. Jeez, I should have mentioned that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow, that's cool.
That's that has been a big hit.
That
has been very popular. I've only seen a little bit of it. I just really love his style. Like,
cool.
He is one of these people you see him in interviews, and he's very, like, I don't mean to sound boring, but, like, normal. He's very, like, just, but he's so good at playing these kind of characters with this little edge to them or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's his cheekbones.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. A great character actor, a guy I follow and I really enjoy. Ethan Suplee is 47. Earl's brother, Randy, and my name is Earl. He is still looking to try to find the Sea Boat and Mallrats. a great, you know, one of Kevin Smith's guys.
One of his guys, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great actor. Love him. And he will find that Sea Boat one day. We will. Dimitri Martin is 50, funny guy from Important Things with Dimitri Martin on Comedy Central. He graduated from Yale, got into New York University Law School, but decided to be a comedian.
Those comedians, man. Yeah. Jeez, they're crazy.
The great, the wonderful, some of the most beautiful eyes in the business, Octavia Spencer is 53 today.
Ooh, she's good.
Johanna in the Divergent movies, Zelda in The Shape of Water, Regina on Mom, Minnie in The Help. And one of the really bad, and you know what I'm talking about, people in the bad in a good way, I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
Mathematicians in Hidden Figures.
Yes.
Hidden Figures.
Good in that movie, yes.
Very good.
I saw most of her work. She was in a Comedy Central TV show that was only on for a little bit and it went out the window. But I seen her do comedy first, and I really enjoyed like her facial expressions and her just like willingness to put herself out there. Mm-hmm. But then I see her do drama, and I'm like, oh, this is her wheelhouse. I thought comedy was her wheelhouse. She is really, really talented.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly talented.
I still want to see her in Thunder Force with Melissa.
Yes.
Oh, what's her last name?
Melissa McCarthy. Yeah.
Yes.
I'd watch anything with either of those two, so especially if they're in it together, yeah.
Yes.
The great Kevin Hafferman is 55. Farva in the Super Troopers movie, one part of Broken Lizard. He just directed this first one with the Quasi movie.
Really?
Usually it's Jay that directs them, but Kevin got to direct this one.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. He is the Farva character is one of the greater comedic characters in the last 20 years. Like, it's hilarious, the stuff he puts himself through. They're great writers, the Broken Lizard guys. The great Mike Myers is 60 today. Wow. Shrek, Austin Powers. It is weird, but there are generations growing up that don't even know Mike Myers.
Yeah.
Really?
It's true.
It's weird to me. But I brought him up the other day with some of my class, my students and everything, and it took them a minute. Like, they got it eventually when I messed in Austin Powers and stuff, but they're like 19, 18 years old, and he hasn't had a hit movie in about 15, 20 years.
It's been a while. Like,
it's been a while.
It has been a while.
Well, and it's just his voice on Shrek.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is not even his real voice.
His career just took such a weird direction.
Weird path.
And unlike Dana Carvey, where it was a medical thing or something like that, it was mostly just producers saying, he's still, if I have this right, because I looked it up the other day just to make sure, his passion is he wants to play Keith Moon. He wants to play the lead drummer from The Who.
Yeah.
And he's been working on this for like a decade to try to get this movie made. And I believe he is still working on it.
Wow.
Wow. Don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I
at least not in his lifetime.
Paul Weller is 65. British genius behind The Jam and The Style Council.
Yep.
The mod father, they called him.
Mm-hmm. Love Paul Weller.
Good one. One of the greatest to ever do it. You can call him a genius, and it's almost underrating him. The great Frank Oz, born in the state. He's 79 today.
All right.
Hmm.
Frank Oz.
Frank Oz did a couple things in his career. let me see if I can just cover these real quick. Fozzie Bear, Cookie Monster, Bert, Grover, Animal, Miss Piggy, Yoda. He directed The Dark Crystal and Little Shop of Horrors and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and What About Bob? He is one of the more multi-talented entertainers of all time.
Mm-hmm. And he's worked with so many iconic people. Of course, Jim Henson is the first one that pops up. But I can't think of anyone who's more respected in Hollywood than Frank Oz for all that he has done. It's really remarkable.
He's the John Williams of voice actors.
Yeah,
like he's got these characters that are iconic and legend and everything.
It's Figgy.
And we get to his voice so quickly. I do this all the time, and it's usually later in the conversation or later on when I'm thinking, oh yeah, that's right. He's an amazing director too.
Yes.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is still one of my all-time favorite comedies. Like it's right up
that's
there at the
one.
Top. It's so good. Just an amazing human being.
Yep.
Sir Ian McKellen is 84 today. You shall not pass. Gandalf is 84.
He has had one of the most remarkable late life careers that I think I have ever seen in my life.
You would see
because most of it, when his younger days, he was all about Shakespeare. He was all about the stage. That's basically what he did. He would pop up in movies here and there and TV shows, but it wasn't until I think Gods and Monsters.
Yes,
that was his big break where he played James Whale, and then after that, it was like the floodgates opened and he was everywhere, which is awesome.
It's very similar to one of his best friends, Patrick Stewart. And I love seeing those two work together, interview together, hang out together. His performance of Magneto legitimized that character finally.
Mm-hmm.
I've waited my whole life. It's the only Jewish superhero there is.
Or supervillain, as it were.
Supervillain, yes, yeah. Or anti-hero, as
anti-hero,
I look at
yeah.
it. As I look at that it works. A little bit. But his performance along with Michael Fassbender's just incredible. Like, really legitimized that character going forward finally. And his work as obviously as Gandalf, especially taking up the mantle and everything.
That's
legend. Like, that'll never go away. He's the perfect Gandalf. Good luck anybody that's ever got to play that role again.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
Some people no longer with us, and this one hits close because it just happened the other day. Ray Stevenson would have been 59 today. Just passed away a couple of days ago. Born in 64, passed away just this year. Thor's buddy, Vogelstag in the Thor movies. Thor's dad in the Divergent movies. I believe he was in a Punisher movie. He's a good actor.
And gone only 58.
Way too young. Way too young. And as we mentioned earlier, today is Tap Dance Day in honor of Bill Bojangles Robinson, born on this day in 1878, passed away in 1949.
Mr. Bojangles, yeah.
He's immortalized in the Jerry Jeff Walker song that Seth was just singing there. It's been covered by John Denver, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, which is a... I love Sammy. Sammy's one of my top five favorite entertainers of all time. I love the Sammy version if I'm in the mood. But the version I can listen to any day is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Yeah, they
version.
Did the classic version.
For a band like that you wouldn't necessarily think could pull that off, but boy, do they.
They totally hit it.
It's such a beautiful song.
It is.
It's a good story, too.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story. And especially if you love the song, I encourage you to read about Bill Robinson. It's an interesting life, and quite a bit there.
Fascinating life.
And none of these guys that we love, Fred Astaire, Sammy Davis, any
Gene
of these
Kelly,
guys,
all those guys. Yep.
It all starts with him. It all starts right there. One more time, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Lois Rogney.
Happy birthday, Lois.
Happy birthday, Lois.
And to Sidney Nielsen.
Sidney,
happy birthday.
Cindy is our qualifier today. We of course, appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries as well. Keep them coming. We encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu and treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Stick around. Got Melissa's news right now. We got more fun coming up here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth, Melissa James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. I want you to join us on the air here too, 424-2600. We want to hear from you. Not Morrisley. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from all of you.
He would just be sad anyway.
He's just going to make us sad and a lot of other things that we do not want to deal with. No, I am not. That is one interview I would not do.
With Morrissey?
I would have no interest in interviewing Morrissey. None whatsoever. I feel like it would be a waste of both of our time. Very few people I'll say that about.
Yeah, that's true.
Very, very few. There's quite a few politicians that I would have a lot of fun interviewing that would hate interviewing with me. But there's a lot more celebrities, I think, like that. Does anybody else do that with their job where they think about, like, who you would talk to if you could, who you interview if you could, like for me with the Morning Magazine, or if you could, Melissa, if you could interview somebody or something for the news. I don't know. I catch myself doing that more and more.
That's kind of cool, though.
We want to get into this one right here. And again, audience participation is welcome, 424-2600. I want to touch on music. I want to get into a little bit of music
here. All right, let's do it.
With everybody. I have the best summer soundtrack songs.
Okay.
Ooh.
So there are best summer songs. I think that's a fun list to come up with.
Yeah,
and everything.
Right.
But that also could take 20 days
to do.
I feel like that one would take a little bit longer. So what would a summer blockbuster be without a certified banger, right? You got to have it. You got to have that summer blockbuster song.
Yeah, there you go.
Go along with the album and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at these. And you guys, we'll start at number 10. We'll work our way up.
Okay.
At number 10, kind of an interesting one, I would say, You'll Be in My Heart from Phil Collins from the Tarzan soundtrack from 1999.
Oh, that is kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Especially when you hear the rest of the list.
Yeah.
So these are specific songs from a soundtrack, not the whole soundtrack.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some of them I'll say, you could say the whole soundtrack.
That's like, true, yeah.
Because in some instances, I'll tell you right now, I got the top 10 in front of me. Dirty Dancing isn't on here. Time of My Life, you could say maybe is, but I think that album, that whole soundtrack is
right.
A summer mm-hmm. song.
Oh, I 100%,
so
yeah.
I think Melissa just brought up a good point there. I think I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's a good point. That's good. That's nice. Number 9, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing from Aerosmith from the Armageddon movie from 1998.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, they played that so much.
Way too
much.
I still like
me.
It, though. I still like this.
That's cool. That's cool. There's one person that does. I'm joking. I'm just kidding, Melissa. At number 8 on the list. Blaze of Glory from John Bon Jovi from the Young Guns 2 soundtrack from 1990. They don't mention this, but you've got the great Richie Sambora on guitar there
as
well.
That's right.
That's why that slide guitar sounds so darn good and everything. Richie Sambora, I don't know if he's ever going to get the credit.
Probably not.
I'm not saying he's one of the greatest or ever, but, you know.
He's up there, though.
He's up there.
He's a
great
guitar player, yeah.
I have to say that I prefer to listen to John Bon Jovi in the summer.
In the summer?
Yeah.
Outside. Preferably.
Yes.
It's pretty loud.
With a beer.
Yeah. With a beer.
Yeah.
In New Jersey. Oh, wait, no. You have to go all the way to New Jersey.
My dad...
I've never been there.
My dad, like a lot of people, has always loved Wanted Dead or Alive mm-hmm. from Bon Jovi. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only song he likes from them. That's the only song I like from them, is that one right there. That's it. That's the only one I can handle.
There you go.
Blaze
all right.
Of Glory. That's it. And it, in main part, because it just makes me think of a Western that I love.
That's true.
I don't know if the Young Guns movies hold up, and I don't care. I love those movies. Love those movies. You will catch me one day, like, where's James been? And I'm just watching, like, Tombstone and the Young Guns movies on a loop. Like, just nonstop. Like, that's you'll never find me again.
That's all he's doing, just staring at the screen.
Number 7 on the list, and this one was one that Seth and I forgot about when I was pulling it up.
Yeah.
You Could Be Mine from Guns N' Roses from the Terminator 2 Judgment Day soundtrack, 1991.
Ah. Another guitarist there that doesn't get a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Slash, man.
I know that Slash isn't the most technical great guitar mm-hmm. player of all time, but man, is he good. And iconic with right. his look and all that.
Yep. His riffs. He made some great riffs. Yeah.
I love, too, that Slash is his own thing now. It's not Slash and then you think of Guns N' Roses.
Nope.
Like, he's just kind of his own thing.
Yep.
And he deserves that. And Axl Rose does not deserve anything. That's just me speaking.
Yeah.
Those albums, whether you want to admit it or not, were humongous.
They were gigantic.
They were gigantic, those double albums. Mm-hmm. And really, as we've now know, the last breath of Guns N' Roses. I know Chinese Democracy came out and everything like that. Does anybody know one song from that album? Like, anybody, please. 424-2600. You know one
Even
song.
If you're the biggest Guns N' Roses fan?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, like
I
this was it. They put it all out there, and like it kind of like they ran out of stuff after these two.
In like
albums.
6 years, they put everything they had right there. Yeah.
I think they came out with like another album like of covers, like the Spaghetti Incident or something
yep.
like that. That didn't do that well, but
no.
Yeah, that was about it. Also, then coming up right after that, at number 6 on the list, a song I completely forgotten about, was completely out of my brain, but was humongous. Shakedown from Bob Seger from Beverly Hills Cop 2 from 1987.
Oh.
I don't think of Bob Seger as a soundtrack guy.
Not really.
Oh, this is so 80s. So 80s.
It doesn't even really sound like him.
No.
What we're used to from like the 70s. Yeah.
It doesn't sound. I have to, and I'm not trying to be mean here at all, but Bob Seger to me has always sounded a little bit like he has mashed potatoes in his mouth. And he does it there. I don't know if they're putting him through a filler or
a filter or something. Yeah, it's something possible. Like that, but, yeah.
I don't know.
But he's not doing the, you know, kind of thing. So it's weird. When people who sing a certain way suddenly change, it's always so bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. I never quite see it coming either.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if that for him was one of those things where his voice just, you know, kind of aged that way. Because
it's possible.
I don't know the last time I heard anything about Bob Seger.
No,
you know, or him doing.
It could have had a thing with his voice.
Well, yes,
so you're right.
Absolutely could have. And if that's the case, you know, just hoping that he's doing all right.
Yeah,
of course,
exactly.
And everything. And at number 5 on the list.
Oh, wow. Let's go back to the future.
Yep, The Power of Love from Huey Lewis in the News from Back to the Future from 1985.
Oh, that video. So 80s. So 80s, that video. Oh, man.
It really is.
But one of my favorite movies.
Oh, the movie's great. Love the movie. Oh,
love
yeah.
Love the movie. I'm a big fan of the Beverly Hills Cop movies, too. I loved the Beverly Hills Cop. All of them. I liked all of them. All of them. Even the third one I liked. Yeah, yeah. I was a sucker for those movies.
That's good.
And like most everybody, Back to the Future movies, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I've been hearing lately a weird thing about those movies. I always thought like the Godfather movies, like the third one was the one people didn't like. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing more and more from people that it's the second one people didn't like, and it's the first and the third ones people did.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. Similar to Back to the Future.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, Back okay. All right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So. I'm sorry. That's what I was referring to.
I thought you were talking about The Godfather.
Yeah. Well, that's true with The Godfather, too. Most people don't like the third movie. They like the first two.
Yeah, right.
But I thought that was weird. I like all three of the Back to the Future movies.
Well, and the second and the third ones, you know, they were done together. Famously, they were filmed together. But they were so different in tone and everything, you know. That might have something to do with it, but I don't know.
Possibly. Yeah.
I thought the Western setting was just fun.
Me too.
That was fun too with the trains. Yeah, yeah. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody, get ready to work out, everybody. This was the workout song of the 80s.
Yeah.
If you were getting ready to work out, this is what you put on your tape deck.
Because you wanted to be just like Rocky.
Yeah.
You know, you want to look just like Rocky.
So. Eye of the Tiger from Survivor. I forgot that was from Rocky 3.
Yes.
I for some reason, I thought it was like in the first Rocky.
The first one had a different song. Gonna Fly Now was the big hit from that one.
Gonna Fly Now. Yes, yes. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
Which, if you could probably put that on this list, too. Although, wait. Yeah. Oh, no. Rocky's, well, that was from 1979. So
right.
It's not an 80s, technically.
Oh, we found the catch.
Yeah,
the catch there. Okay. All right. One of Sterling Archer and one of my go-to songs and stuff in the 80s, Danger Zone from Kenny Loggins, comes in at number 3 from Top Gun from 1986.
Yep.
And you can't do this list. You can't maybe do any soundtrack list, period, without bringing up Kenny Loggins.
You can't.
The
soundtrack king for a while there. He was the go-to guy.
A shout out to one of our great listeners, Laura. Laura had a good comment here. The Bob Seger song sounds like Bob Seger doing his best Kenny Loggins impression.
Which makes sense.
It does.
Kenny Loggins was very popular soundtracks back then.
It's really good. He's just so good at those. That is really good. I'm never going to not be able to hear that.
Yeah,
now.
No.
That's going to be stuck in my head.
Well, they look similar. You know, they both have beards.
They have a bit of the similar look. They do. Could Bob Seger and Kenny Loggins do a song together, and could you tell who was who?
Wow. Like, have they... We got to find that. I bet you. I wonder if there's something somewhere.
There's got to be a mashup of some kind. Kenny Loggins comes in at number two. You would think, well, Danger Zone should be number one, right? I mean, right, you would think, well, I think this one does have a little bit higher on the list.
All right, nobody heard about me. Why you got to give me a fight?
I bet you if you ask people which movie this was from, they might have. I would have a little trouble with that. But maybe some people would get it.
Yeah. I'm All Right, Kenny Loggins from Caddyshack from 1980.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a classic.
I think that was the start of his run, too, of all those soundtracks. Footloose and then Top Gun and all those other ones. Yeah.
A lot of parody when it comes to this stuff. And, you know, producers, they stick with what they know or what works. And Kenny Loggins made a good paycheck off of movies.
He sure did.
To a point where he's still, you know, living very well off of that and everything. And the number one summer soundtrack song is...
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
Everybody.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you...
That was pretty.
Thank you.
Say, live and let die.
It's so good. It holds up so well.
Some of the best work Paul McCartney ever did. I got to give him credit for that one.
It's such a good song. And as a little kid, that was one of my favorite songs of the 80s, by far and away. And my dad's, too. We both love that one.
So you would think, okay, so that was the theme to a James Bond movie, okay, Live and Let Die.
Yeah,
and
from 1973.
Yeah, from 1973.
Which makes this list make no sense because it's supposed to be the best. It's not just the 80s.
Okay, but a lot of them came from the 80s. Interesting. Yes. Anyway, but I digress. Anyway, you would think, so that was a big hit for him as well, but it only reached number two on the pop charts.
Hmm.
Can you give me the James Bond theme, the only one that hit number one?
Oh, I know
on the
this.
Pop charts.
It wasn't the Adele one.
Nah.
It wasn't. Oh.
Was it the Bjork one?
Nope.
Oh, we got to go to break.
80s.
So.
Yeah, I know. We got to go to 80s. Duran Duran's.
Oh, yes.
View to a Kill.
View to a Kill. Yep. Yeah. Another good one. That was a good one, too. I like that song. Oh, that was good. That was good. That's another good soundtrack song.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a great list.
That was fun.
Yeah, you took up all the time, and I didn't get to share mine.
Which one you got? What do you got?
It's the Mona Lisa Smile soundtrack.
Oh.
Because it's all remakes of jazz songs.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
once I had a secret love.
Yeah. Nice.
And that Mandy Moore did. And he said, murder, he said. Every time we kiss, he said, murder, he said. By Tori Amos.
Yeah. Love Tori. Love
and there's so many more.
She's going to sing the whole soundtrack right
Mona
here for you.
Mona Lisa, men have named you. By Seal.
Nice. Well done, Melissa. We will take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Excellent. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Mine just got a little better.
A little cure for everybody.
Yeah. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. So I had to get to that part.
Yeah.
I had to get
the
that part.
The guitar part is great.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I just had to get that in. We got a couple minutes to the top of the hour. Want to fill it with a little bit of programming news for you. And a fun thing that we are doing here, and a meaningful thing that we are doing here at WFHR, along with our sister station, Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
Memorial Day, of course, is coming up on Monday the 29th, and we will be airing on both stations special messages to honor those military veterans who served, including those who made the ultimate sacrifice. So be listening for that. If you still want to get, I think we got just a short time left here to get that in, because I think today is the deadline.
Yes.
If you wanted to, if you're a sponsor, if a business that wants to do one of these, contact 424-1300, but I would say before the afternoon, like right now, if you want to do it, because we've been working hard on getting these these all out there for not just for us, but through the entire Civic Media Network as well. We also mm-hmm. want to mention that we will have some special programming on the morning because we'll be off on the 29th. So we're going to be playing some of our shows. We're going to be playing the Polka Show at 7. Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 10. And then from 10 to 11, I believe, we've got Director's Cut playing. Yes. So we'll be doing rebroadcasts from this weekend. So if you didn't get a chance to catch him on the weekend, check him out on Monday.
It's a great opportunity to be able to catch these shows that you may not normally get to. Mm-hmm. But do want to remind you, of course, that they are waiting for you 24/7 at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. All of our shows are podcasted. Everything we do is podcasted.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Not just us, but our whole Civic Media family. Everybody is on there. You miss Kristen's show, you can catch her show on there and all that stuff.
Yep.
Continuing the programming note, Monday, you know, that's when we do Playmakers. Well, we're not going to deprive you of Playmakers. We'll do a Tuesday. A special edition of Playmakers on Tuesday, May 30th. So get those sports feelings ready. Get them all set up, especially after a nice long 3-day weekend. We know that you're going to have some thoughts and feelings.
I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a local baseball team that's starting this weekend.
That's right. Because continuing the programming news, Raptor Baseball is back this Monday, baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo-hoo. I came in this morning. Pam had the sports schedule out for me. We haven't had a sports schedule in a couple weeks. It's awesome. Monday at 6:20, our pregame kicks off if the Rafters host the Lakeshore Chinooks. Be sure to be right here for that. It's going to be fun. And again, Playmakers will be Tuesday at right at 10 a.m., like you normally experience it on Monday. And we'll preview a little bit of the Rafters game against the Lakeshore Chinooks, not only from the day before, but the day coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the schedule here with Rafter Baseball. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. A week straight of Rafter Baseball, baby. Yeah.
Well, we know where you're streaming your stuff from. Yes. You're going to be listening to Rafters, man.
It's that time of year.
Yes, it is.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with our good friend Madison from the Southwick County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. It is Seth, Melissa, and James taking you through your morning right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.